parents, ministers, family members, anyone who cares about our young people, it's time for us to rise up and get radical about their lives. And that means doing what it takes in order to help them to live, and I mean literally live, and also to help them to live triumphant lives. Yes, there may be times in life where things happen that you've done your best and they happen. But far too often, things are happening to our young people that could have been prevented. We have to acknowledge it, that there's one true and living God who can be accessed through Jesus Christ. If we have accepted him as Savior, there are great and precious promises that he's made to us. And he has given us a rule book and an instruction book. And we are to find the instruction so that we can walk in the victory that he's promised. There's ifs to many of the promises of God. There are some things that God has just done for us because he is good all the time. But he said, you know what? The rain, it'll rain on the just and the unjust. But there are things in the Bible that people say, oh, God, you know, is going to do this for me. But we haven't done what the contract states. We haven't done what the rule states. So right now, I am begging you, if you're listening to this, please find out what the word says. Let's get positioned now, not over a year, today, right now. We get in the book. We find out God is saying that this is what we should do. We do that. We get positionally right to walk in the power of God, because we need to be positionally correct so that we can exercise. We can say, God, you said. And we say it from a place of obedience. We say it from a place of surety, because God, you've promised you cannot lie. Your word will not return into you void. If you spoke it, you shall perform it. And that's how we war. We war not against flesh and blood. We are warring against principalities, powers. We're warring in the spirit. We're spirit beings. And if you're not a Christian and you don't understand what I'm saying, there is a lot of fake power. People, you know, the devil has made it where people get power here, and it seems like, oh, well, I can dabble in witchcraft, or I can go to the psychic, or I can manifest, and I can do all these things. And we seemingly are seeing, people are seemingly seeing results, but the word says that there's a way that seems right and it leads to destruction. The enemy tries to copy things that God has said, and then people do them and they think that they are living successfully, but really they are setting themselves and their family members up for hell here on earth and for eternal hell. I'm begging you, please ask the one and true living God to reveal himself to you and accept him into your heart. Romans 10 and 9 and John 3:16, please read those scriptures. If you believe in your heart that Jesus was raised from the dead, you accept him, the gift of salvation, you believe he died for you, you accept what he's done on the cross, accept him, confess it with your mouth, and then get in that word for yourself and begin to find out, because there's so much power. I am so sorry for the things that, quote, the church has done. And I want to say, those who present themselves as the church, first of all, some are lying. They're not a part of the church. It's a business for them. And then there is the church, those who have really accepted Christ. We believe God's word. We're seeking God. I want to apologize for the church, the real body of Christ. If we've ever presented, and I know we have, a version of God and a version of God's word and a version of living for God, that is a lie. I'm sorry. I'm sorry that people have told you that you can do anything you want and still see the promises of God. I'm sorry for a gospel that's been preached that's weak. It's like, oh, well, whatever God says, that's a lie. Because God says, I put my word above my name. So we can't be lazy. And that's, and for some, that's been an excuse. They really don't want to get into the word. Some people just really want to do their thing. And some people just don't know. And many other reasons. Some don't hear the voice of God. Whatever it is, I am sorry that you've seen us live lives that are contrary to the will of God. I'm sorry that you have seen us do things that are contrary to the will of God. I'm sorry that there are those who are still compromising and they're doing things just like you do. So you say, why do I need Jesus for that? I'm sorry for that. But God has a peace for you that surpasses all understanding that your red bottom shoes and your six-figure salaries will never give you. And I want you to have it because I need for you to have it. God needs for you to have it. Our young people need for you to have it so that they can see that there is hope and you can help them get over. You all look around. Our young people are hurting. Trauma, PTSD. They're killing each other. They're killing themselves. They're cutting themselves. They're depressed. They're oppressed. Look at what's going on economically. If you're stressed out, what do you think is going on with them? They weren't designed to deal with that. They need to be in a safe place. They need to be in a place of protection. And only that peace, that power, and that protection is coming through Jesus Christ. You're going to see, and we're already seeing, but we haven't seen anything, you all. If you don't believe me, read the Bible. If you believe it at all, go to Revelation, see how this thing ends. But we're already seeing things that are happening that are true indicators that doesn't matter how much money you have. It doesn't matter. You can set up this business and somebody can come in and do one thing and turn your whole situation upside down. What we're seeing is only the very tip of the iceberg. Let's get ready. Again, I'm begging you, please submit yourselves to God. If you haven't, get in the word now. Find out now. You don't have time for reality TV. You don't have time for all of this foolishness, social media. It is a distraction. We've got to get ready. God has given us grace. He's giving us grace. Don't take it for granted. And when it looks like, oh, things are getting better, don't be tricked. It is something coming. Something is coming, and we've not got to get prepared. And please, you all, if you're listening to this, don't look back and judge God harshly when things happen and you're standing in a place of bewilderment. Because as things happen, you can be in a place of peace. Two, you can also cause things not to happen by being in the place of obedience because you will get instructions from God. Do you want to be in a position in any day to come, today, tomorrow, where you are wondering, could I have stopped this from happening to my child? Now, again, there may be some things that you've prayed, you've done this, and things are happening. But do you want to stand and wonder? Wouldn't you want to be able to say, you know what? I did all that I could do. I obeyed God's word. I spoke God's word. I encouraged my child. I prayed for my child according to the book, not your own form of holiness, your own form of power. We've got to do it God's way. I'm begging you. I'm begging you. Yes, I am begging you because I am called to help them. And I know that you have the ability as a parent. God says, those whom he has called, he's equipped. I want to ask you if you will please allow me to be your plus one. But to be your plus one, that means you've got to be one of the two. If I'm your plus one, what is the plus one that I'm referring to? In God's word, he tells us that if two of us would agree on earth as in touching in anything that we will ask, it shall be done for us by our Father in heaven. I want to agree with you, if you will agree with me, that the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe in the name of the Lord. Let's agree on that. And then let's agree that we're going to confess God's word, decree God's word. I'm going to share with you all, follow on the No Excuse Parents page. Make sure you're on the blog, social media. I'm just doing what I can and be in those places, because as I share, I may discover, oh, this is a better way to do it. Again, I'm just putting it out there. I'm not trying to make it perfect. I'm not trying to make it pretty. I am trying to make it godly. I want to make it right so that we can help them. We need to get all of us, check ourselves, me, you, all of us, check ourselves, make sure we're in the right place with God. How do we do that? Not what anybody says, get into this, the Bible. The Bible says it is the perfect law of liberty. Let's get into that word. Find out what God says. Do what God says. Begin to pray for our young people. Decree God's word. The word says we decree a thing and it is established. That means it will be. What's done in heaven will be manifested on earth. Let's do it. His word is forever settled. The Bible talks about the courts of heaven. He talks about settled. All of these are legal terms. Let's learn what we have legal rights to get in the Bible. And then we war with that word. God, you said, God, you said, God, you said, if the Bible says, if you do this, then this. God, if I did the if, I'm relying on you as a God who cannot lie. You cannot change. You are always the same. You're no respecter of persons. I saw you did it in the Bible. You'll do it for my child. Let's war from a position of power. We are in an army. It's warfare time. Let's war with a word. And then pray for them. And if you can, if they're receptive, pray with them. And then continue to speak God's word. War with God's word. Let's decree God's word. And let's believe and see the victory of our young people. Let's see the victory. And what if you're praying and God tells you, he gives you discernment? You know what? That's not the school to send them. Don't send them to school today. Pray right now, because they're at college and there's somebody the enemy has sent into their life. That person may seemingly be perfect, good, and all of that, but that's not who needs to be in their lives. God, that person may come in with ill intent. And God knows it. Or that person may just not be spiritual enough, and they just may be used by the enemy to hurt your child, to harm your child. Your child's about to, is at some party right now. Someone's about to have to get up, pray, decree this, send the angels of the Lord. But you don't know any of that. You can't access it. There's no way around it but through Jesus. There's no way around it but through Jesus. So I'm telling you, there's power. God wants you to know he loves you. He loves your children. Don't be in a place again where you're standing saying, could I have stopped it? Could I have been a part of averting that? Let's do what we can to see the will of God done. And let's expect victory in the lives of our young people. There's so much more that I have to say, but I'm just going to ask you to digest that now. And if you know of other parents, please tell them. And this is not about, you know, oh, I just want people to say, hey, look, no, I want people to get the word. So I'm doing my part. My part is to help them. My part is to share this. Please do your part. Get the word out. Let's say that we're not going to sit around and just say, you know, it doesn't matter. We were sent here. If you're a Christian, our job is to do the will of the one who sent us. And a part of that is seeking and saving the lost. So I just pray that God blesses you. God ministers to you. I thank you so very much for your time. And I'm just believing, God, that we're going to see him move mightily as we obey him. In Jesus' name.